Yeah.
Making fun of Dak Prescott.
Dude, that's everywhere now.
I know.
It's hilarious. He's such a good quarterback.
Dex, are you, have you started it yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
And welcome back to the North Star Cast.
I was going to say a tweet that had the F-bomb in it.
Oh.
Dak's pregame extreme air effing is the key to Cowboys' success. It's just him.
It's so weird.
Which, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
To do that motion, but it just looks so funny.
It does look weird.
Just by itself, on its own.
Welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Brent Wallace. Alongside with me, as always, is Matthew Palmquist and Kyle Moore. How we doing, fellas?
Meh.
Row the boat.
Sky Ma.
Go Gophers.
That's point line.
Could do it again.
Alright, let's do it.
Row the boat.
Sky Ma.
Go Gophers.
Skol Vikes.
Skol.
How about that?
Skol?
Skol.
Skol.
What?
Skol.
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 Drink it, Kyle. What a week for Minnesota sports.
What a good,
seriously.
Good weekend.
Bad weekend for me.
Sans Minnesota Wild, but.
Is this your first loss? Well, for the bet, I got that one wrong. But
did you?
I think I got it.
Fantasy, I lost every game.
Fantasy, I won every game. That's the first time in since like week two.
I think it's 2 weeks in a row I've lost every game. well, no, I won in the Keg League last week, but I lost every single game this week.
So you're 5 and.
I'm 6-4.
You're.
6-5.
You're 1-6 in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not doing very good.
I will
say. Didn't even start off hot either. I'm just very average.
I will say I've given up, kind of. I go in and set my lineup on like a Tuesday.
And then just
and I don't look at it until Monday.
Well, I played.
Or Tuesday.
I played Strandy and he played the 49ers kicker.
Oh.
The ouch. One that was hurt.
Oh, Robbie Gould? Oh.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that game? Any of it?
No, I couldn't.
That was a good game. It was late, but that was a good game.
That's like a... Have you guys seen this show? No.
It's a good game.
It's a good show.
It's really good if you ever get the chance to watch it. God, it was that conversation. No, I wish I would have seen it. It looked exciting.
Yeah, it was. It should have been done a lot earlier than it was.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson threw that interception down in the red zone. But what do you do?
Yeah.
They still won.
Another exciting game. Gophers Penn State.
Oh my gosh.
Watching it.
At a coach's clinic.
Nice. Oh yeah, that's right.
But I had it on the entire time.
Is that getting louder?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's
like coming at us.
Yeah. It wants something. I think that's what it is.
Where were you when you were watching the game?
I watched it up to my grandma's for her birthday.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
So, thank you.
We were watching it. Nice. We did Pro Kart in the morning.
How was that?
Yeah. I am awful in the scoring. So
really?
We did an 8-minute time trial, then we did 2 12-lap races, and then a 20-lap race.
Wow.
It was
God
really
dang.
Fun.
That's a lot of driving.
It is
oh, my
lot.
Lower back was so sore after.
I'm sure.
It was super fun. I'm just really bad at it. And maybe it's because those guys have done it before, so they're really good at it. And they're like Alex, future brother-in-law. He does like snowcross and stuff, and they're always around machines and doing all that stuff. So they're a little bit
that
more
does make
savvy.
A difference. Yeah,
that was my first time ever doing any like they those carts went about 30 miles an hour at top speed, 30-35.
Yeah,
driving
for people that don't know what Kyle's talking about here, it's but they're really fast. Like, you wear the full full helmet, I should say. Yeah?
Yeah. I just hit my knee on the stupid tray.
Yeah, they're super fast, super cool. It's over here. Did you go to the one in Burnsville?
Yep, in Burnham. So all 12 of us could fit in there.
That's awesome.
Nice.
And then went back, watched this hyped. It might have gotten me a little too excited. We went out to the bops, and that was the last stop for me. The party, we had a party bus that brought me home about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I remember everything. I was just like, I'm tired. I've been up since 7 in the morning. I've been drinking since 11 a.m. I had a beer before Pro Kart. But
where is King of Diamonds?
I don't know.
Downtown? St. Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in St. Paul. This says it's in Invergrove.
Might have been.
Invergrove, St. Paul.
It's in that area.
It's a stone's throw.
a hoot and a holler.
But how about them Gophers?
Go Gophers. Dude, my God. That game was so good.
We played so well.
We had control through the entire game, pretty much.
Yeah. Towards the end, it started falling apart a little bit, but you kind of have to expect that from Penn State.
Yeah, exactly.
They were ranked fourth.
And a Minnesota sport.
Yeah. They were ranked fourth going into that game.
Which was very cool to see. Got a little dicey at the end there. I definitely was one of the people that said,
"We're gonna blow this."
This is typical. Yeah,
and I was wrong.
I had the prediction
right on the money,
but I didn't.
No.
See, we need to go to Diamond Joe's.
Yeah.
I've gotten so emotional in like the last few years here. I was like,
my gosh!
Like, it's just, I'm such a wuss. Like, one song of the year at the CMAs. I teared up a little bit. I don't know why. He was crying.
Emotional connection to that man.
What a cool guy. Emotion, and I'm just a mess. And that Gopher game got me. When I was in the car, when they intercepted it at the end there.
We did it! We won!
I've always been emotional, let's be honest, but... I don't know why.
Better get that. I agree. I do too. Get a little emotional.
Well, you're definitely the...
The rock.
Yeah.
The foundation.
I'll take the rock.
Take a lot to make you cry. Which is...
It depends.
Good and bad. Let's not even get started with
so, Coco. I don't want... Is it even worth saying spoilers? Like, crying, like, sad. That was like a very heartfelt... Watching, I'm like, oh my God, this is sad.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
I teared up.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
I cried.
Sorry to hear that. So then, Coco dies and all that stuff on Facebook, and I'm like, well, this is just perfect timing.
It's a great movie.
The music could have been a lot better.
Remember Me is a great song.
They're all good, but they're not like, they wouldn't have cracked my top 10. Yeah. Or not. On the father thing.
Yeah.
And then
they got me there too.
Because Miranda now, and then
she's seen it.
No, she's never seen
I'm
it.
I'm just messing.
Well, no, she thought Ernest solved, and she was sleeping. We had to watch the rest of it this morning, but
jeez.
Don't play too much.
I know we'll get banned.
Yeah.
Eighth in the college football playoff. Yeah. Which is awesome. They
should have been ranked higher, but they're not going to rank us above Alabama.
Although, un poco.
You see Pat McAfee? He broke down the college playoffs at 4.
Oh.
Like, the up-to-date one.
Oh, yeah.
He had us at 5
last week.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But he had a... How can you...
It's all favoritism.
Yeah,
it is.
You can't... If we lose a game, we're out of the top 15.
Yeah.
If we are going 13-0, if we have one loss, then somebody with one loss is getting into the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Alabama's got a loss. Georgia's got a loss. Oklahoma's got a loss.
I could legitimately see us beating Ohio State and then them not putting us in.
Yeah.
And putting Ohio State in. I could see that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Outrageous.
Just because of strength of schedule.
We have the fourth
toughest
schedule.
Do we?
Yeah.
Remaining?
No.
Overall.
There's no way.
That's what Pat McAfee said.
I want to say remaining.
But we were ranked 5th a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Pat McAfee's just all in on P.J. Fleck and the Gophers.
PJ was on the Pat McAfee show.
Really?
A couple episodes ago, something like that. I don't know.
P.J. is always fired up.
Dude.
I was texting Geck. He was texting all of us.
Yeah.
Gecky, normal on the show for the most part. Like, Sunday, I am hurting, but it's so worth it. Like, just... How excited he got. You okay over there?
No.
Careful.
Because I went to take a drink, and then you said, and then he texted us on Sunday, and I just remember what he texted.
Yeah.
But I did laugh, and boy, that hurt.
But yeah, I see them.
Son of a.
You need to just calm down. I see us beating Iowa. I see us beating Northwestern. And then Wisconsin is going to be.
We're dogs against Iowa. They've got us.
Outrageous.
They've got us as 3-point
underdogs.
Well, because
the last.
Still outrageous.
It is outrageous because
but,
we will.
Strength of schedule.
But,
did you see Dez Bryant also tweeted out that he was pissed at the College Football Playoff Committee because.
Yeah, it's all favoritism.
Yep. It's all politics.
I just
what? Speaking of that, Dez caught it or
possibly getting back in the league. Same with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
he's got a tryout on
crazy.
Saturday. But did you see all the controversy next week? And the NFL said no. And
really?
Then the first before the Tuesday, he wanted it. They're doing it on their terms.
So he's got to get ready as fast as he can.
He's been working out and he's been waiting for a contract. No one just wants to put him back in. He'll get picked up by somebody.
Yeah.
There.
Well, he won't be a starter.
Denver.
But he'll get a spot.
He didn't even.
He's going to start in Denver.
That's where he was going to go, the Seahawks. No, like, contract or anything, and that was the last thing he's gotten from the NFL.
Excuse me. Let's start. Joe Flacco's done.
Brandon Allen kid.
They're saying he's not a starter. But. I guess, who knows?
Yeah.
He's 1-0. I don't know who it was.
I don't remember. Cleveland
won
last week. But Vikings won.
The Vikings did win. That was awesome.
First prime last 2 years or whatever it was.
Yeah. It's something like, it's something outrageous, but.
Dak Prescott is really good.
Yeah.
We held him off as long as we could.
Can our secondary apart.
Yeah.
What a play by.
Eric Kendricks. Go to our number one cover linebacker when you've been picking our secondary, our cornerbacks, and
that's my biggest
I guess going for the first down.
Yeah.
Our secondary is so sketchy.
It's
legit.
Yeah.
He's a legit player.
Rhodes is just up. But I was completely wrong in all of my predictions last week. I had the Gophers losing and the Vikings losing.
That's right. I had the Vikings winning. So we're.
Damn it. How are we tied?
I said that they won.
Well, because you've got one wrong now, and Brent, you're doing great.
What was I going to bring up?
I don't know.
Yes. NFL thing that I want to bring up.
Sure.
Okay.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Overrated.
Yes. Why was he overrated?
Because
he has one of the top plays in NFL history.
Oh, that one too. That's pretty sweet. But so does Diggs. Theoretically.
But he's not.
Theoretically, yeah.
Diggs isn't over or underrated.
I can't hear you. Not right now. Thank you, though. He's overrated because he played in New York. We've talked about this many times on this show, is that how much publicity you get if you play in New York or LA or anywhere else. He was in New York and he was the best player. He goes to Cleveland and no one talks about him.
He wasn't targeted once. Like, you gotta use a guy like that. As overrated as one of those four red zone opportunities, that's their problem right now. They're not really using him.
It's just because your image.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't used that much in New York.
Thielen's in New York compared to here.
Yeah.
Like, Adam Thielen, he still gets some pretty big bucks.
Exactly right.
Scholarship.
Yeah.
Detroit Lakes, hometown kid.
Yeah.
You know,
but all that stuff. But if he was in Odell's position, everyone's like, yeah, he's a really good receiver. He's really good at route running, and he gets the respect of the players. But of the media, he doesn't really the flair and the Minneapolis Miracle catch and this and that. So it's all about...
What a joke it is that... Because the New York Giants are the same, if not worse, than the Cleveland Browns.
Baker is not good.
But you're not hearing anything about...
He does have some good commercials, though.
Baker
Mayfield.
I hate him so much.
Because you know that's
he's
so
staring
possible.
He's staring at it for like 10 seconds. Nope, not that one. And he turns around, beep. Walks all the way,
yeah.
Comes back. Straw. He's like second most interceptions, worst passer rating here.
No.
And I think, I forget who said it, Minshew.
Yeah.
And he's not even playing anymore. Nick Foles is
exactly
back.
Big markets.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you he's gone in a couple years from the Browns.
He's not going to be ahead of getting this elite wide receiver. Is just not going to work in Cleveland. I don't know where he's going to go, but it's...
He's going to hold out, then he's going to go to the Patriots, and then something's going to go wrong, and then he'll be done.
And then he'll have a Twitter poll.
And then he tries to sue the NFL owners.
That's not going to work.
Jeez.
It hasn't happened, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's not
but.
Every season, no. But, guy, it's getting louder again.
Yeah. But Skol Vikes.
Skol Vikes.
Go get one.
I suppose. It's a good win going into
Yeah.
They've got a really good pass rush. They've got good running backs. Can't take...
There is very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
The higher elevation.
And
then
all the
emphasis on the high, just the recreation.
I have a picture of our picks here.
A picture of our picks.
Did you have your mom send that to you?
No. And they're going to lose 4 of their last 5 games. They play
That's a bold save.
Play somebody else.
Want to bet?
What was that other team?
3.5.
Math?
No, that's not right.
3.5 would be a good line. You want the under, I'll take the over. Yeah.
So you have them going 2-3. He has them going 1-4.
Let me look at their schedule.
Yep. I'm going to pull it up.
I feel like this is a...
Too late. We're doing it. 49ers?
Yeah, that was their first big matchup in the rest of their... It's kind of
like the COVID.
Well, like...
I know. It was
they
just
had
funny.
A bunch of crap. Like, they didn't get destroyed.
Yeah.
And they were up
7
in the game.
Games left.
8-1?
8-1, no.
So, yeah, they have 7 games left.
Yeah.
3.5 is still a good...
They play the Cardinals, the Packers...
Win.
The Ravens, and the Seahawks.
I see them winning at least 4 or 5 of those.
You do?
But I don't want to bet.
1, 2, 3.
They're beating the Rams.
4.
They're beating the...
Against the Ravens and the Packers.
I'd say that Packers is that one...
I'd say the...
Close game, too,
yeah.
So you could
yeah.
argue that, too.
In a way, it overs in that game.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's your...
Still thinking.
But, yeah, the Vikings should have an easy week. Easy Dallas.
Yeah.
Easy
playing
year.
At noon at home.
Yeah.
So, it's in our favor.
Exactly.
I'm sure we're...
What it is. 10.5, something like that. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. Cool.
Skol. Skol. See, that's why we need bottles.
Here's Eve when we were at Nick Perry's.
What happened?
The bottles.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember this?
Joey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty new to drinking at this time. So I went to Joey Pierre. Like, oh, that looks gross in there.
You drank that.
Mattered the whole, like, brand new beer he just...
Hey, how's it going, Joe? Boom! Got him.
I felt so bad.
Oh, that's funny.
God, that was funny.
I guess we tied. They lost to the Kings. They lost. They lost. They lost.
I don't want to waste that on the Wild.
They're tied.
Nice.
We're
almost at a point of game. If you think about it.
Bocce ball and I don't know.
Best case scenario, we get our home game stint where we're like 20 of 20.
That's pretty good.
But I think we're like 4-12-2. That was the total amount of games or something. I don't know. I don't have my laptop here, so I can't see it. But
I don't either.
We're not good. Close to 500 towards the end of the year. We can try to make that comeback to possibly get into the playoffs.
That will be.
I put down the Wolves as well. They've been playing Andrew Wiggins, from what I've been seeing, he's been playing like really well.
Like what he should say. Yeah.
I don't know what clicked, but like the last game I saw he got like 33 points. He's been at least getting over 20 something a game.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Anthony Towns. What's their record?
6-4.
Six
so
and four.
It's pretty good for
two game
yep.
suspension.
And then the
right.
other one was when he got ejected.
Yeah.
Sneakers are unreal.
Yeah, they're very
are
good.
They?
Yeah, they're 8-2 right now.
Yeah,
wow.
they're very good.
You know who's not 8-2? The Golden State Warriors.
Seriously. Especially with Curry.
Curry's out. Klay Thompson's out.
Iguodala?
He's gone, I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
Dang.
Their entire, like...
Exactly. They got their rings.
Yeah. They'll be solidified. Twins.
Twins. Rocco Baldelli, good news. Fourth Twins manager to do it. Behind Tom Kelly, Ron Gardner. Seventh first-year manager to take a team to 100 wins in his first year. It's pretty cool.
At a Topgolf?
Oh my gosh, yes.
He, look it up. Oh my.
See ya.
He swung like a home, he was hitting a home run like a baseball.
He hit a home run.
It went past the netting.
They were definitely on the
boundary.
They were definitely, but still.
He.
Oh my gosh.
Blasted that thing.
Oh my god.
Well, easily. To the back of the top golf course are usually like
300.
No, it's like 250.
Where the ball hits and falls down.
Yeah, yeah, and it's
pretty high.
Yeah. The apex would have to be.
So Nelson Cruz hit a home run at Topgolf.
Yeah.
It's basically much. The to explain the video with no exaggeration.
Oh, yeah.
And then just boom! Full contact. Hit
I'm surprised
perfect.
You didn't top it.
Even with topping it, it's still going 320
exactly.
yards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it helps that he was our netting.
That's true. If he did one of those long drive kind, like if like
the Wii bowling,
yeah, he would have to go all the way to the right, so then it would go straight because
yeah.
he hooked it.
Oh,
the Wii bowling.
Yes. No. Oh, we're old.
Yeah. 2006. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Speaking of being old, Disney Plus.
Oh my
yes.
gosh.
Just being released.
Dude.
I think I'm going to get it.
The Palmquist family just got it last night, and we were just looking through it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I understand all the movies. There's like 500 Disney movies on there.
500 Disney movies.
I'm more excited about the TV shows or the shows that they're going to be playing on there?
Like High School Musical, the series?
Is it like Encore? Is that what it's called?
No, that's the one with Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
That looks like it'll be good.
Do you know about that one?
Yeah, I see it right here.
It's a pretty cool concept.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I want to watch it. The Imagineering story.
I want to see.
That's like the behind the scenes at Disney World and
yeah.
stuff.
That's
yeah,
pretty
dude,
cool.
It's
wanna,
so cool seeing some of those things.
I want to see that Star Wars show.
The Mandalorian.
See if it's any good.
I haven't watched it, but I'm going to.
I think I'm going to get it tonight.
Pixar in real life?
What?
He said Pixar in real
life. How about this? Let's go do search.
I like how that The Simpsons are on there.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch a lot of Simpsons.
Let's just go into
how
it's just like Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it categorizes. It gives you like main categories, but then you can go and search for whatever.
Okay.
But it, you'd never get through the 2000s and the 2010s.
Yeah.
Let's watch Dami.
Yup.
It's the.
It's like Alexa before Alexa.
The family yeah. gets a mansion that is
13th year, which is like the boy that becomes a mermaid.
Oh
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Brink, the roller skating one.
I don't remember that one.
Camp Rock.
Yep.
Minutemen.
Yep.
Jump In.
Yeah.
That's the one. High School Musical 2.
I'll take a Le Corbin Blue. Is that the cows?
That's with AJ and Allie.
I don't know.
I think. No.
I thought.
Oh.
Yep. Back at the Barnyard
yeah.
or whatever
yeah.
it was called.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, I know when
the TV show sucked.
Right on Track.
And then
Turn.
They're putting Nickelodeon on Netflix.
Really?
Let's take it off.
What
Universal is coming out with their own in 2021.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I truly think Netflix is out in 5 years. Stay to watch on there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A Netflix original.
Comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think it's that successful.
That and the Netflix originals.
Yeah.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Peaky Blinders, that's Netflix. just coming out with a new the Irishman.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be back to the movie, like when it was. It'll be back to that, just movies, maybe a few series like Comedians and Cars getting caught.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna go away, but there's gonna be a lot more people on Disney Plus and Universal rather than Netflix.
They're spending so much money on trying to get these shows back and off next year.
Seinfeld's going on Netflix.
Seinfeld, but
yeah, they spent. And Seinfeld's on Hulu.
Yeah.
There you go.
So South Park's on Hulu.
But it's good.
It's like YouTube TV.
Yeah.
And
yep. That's what it's going to go to.
And I love it.
So we're going to get it.
You're going to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, mostly because of you, but yeah.
That's probably what I'm going to get
to.
Netflix has struck out so many times with shows that they throw The Office, which is their top show.
Friends. That 70s show.
They're all going to leave. And then... Yeah.
At the beginning of streaming service.
I mean, just like...
And then everyone... Blockbuster was the first.
Yeah.
Like, you remember it, but they're not good anymore. There's only...
Really?
There's only one Blockbuster video left.
It's like the... Or Alaska. Might be Alaska. I guess the only argument to that... Arizona?
Arkansas, California.
The only argument to that is that they could turn into, like, Hulu. Not Hulu. Like,
they only have one show going at one time. John Oliver... Well, because Game on HBO, and he always makes jokes, and he's like, right before Game of Thrones, you're all going to be gone after next week, and then they're coming out with the sequel of Game of Thrones on HBO. He's like, don't worry, you'll all come back.
They canceled the show. They canceled the one of the shows. They have, what's it called?
HBO?
No, what's that show called? Like, the main show?
House of Dragons.
You guys have never watched... Yeah, it's House of Dragons.
I've never watched it.
You guys
I'd
like to.
I
find myself not having a whole lot of time.
Because I have my brother's HBO. So that's the only reason why I still have one.
Outrageous.
Well, they're more known for like the documentaries, super interesting and all that, but they don't really have too... Chernobyl is one of their shows.
I hear that's...
Yeah, that's their new one.
The new one.
They were talking about it.
One would be like $120 a month, and then it'd be cable over again.
But So I made up a whole spreadsheet, whole Excel document, Hulu Live, Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, those ones, or what else we have. But we're saving about $700 a year compared to what our cable bill was. Damn.
Obsolete.
Oh, it's going to be within the next
10 years.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm trying to get my parents to do that.
Do you want?
Because I said that they would save about $70 a month, like getting the Fire Stick or any type of
smart TV.
Yeah,
smart TVs are great because it's right in there.
Except Vizio Disney Plus on there.
Samsung. The Samsung TV.
That's what we've got now. And then Xfinity doesn't. You can't get Disney Plus on it. Yeah,
it's kind of like cable all over again, though, because you just named four.
You don't need to, like.
Well, but like,
Hulu Live.
Everyone basically has Amazon Prime, and then if you want Disney Plus / Netflix, it ends up being.
Yeah, it's
like 50. Everyone's got like 3 to 5 things. Now
what you're saying,
and
because
it's like,
it is very close,
but it's
the amount.
Yeah,
but the difference is that you can get what you want. Going with Hulu because we only watch sports. So like summertime, I'm planning on canceling the TV service and Plus because it, like at that point, it's not like I'm gonna be sitting there watching TV all the time. So one, like, pick up whatever you want is just cool.
I feel like we're doing an ad.
I mean, in a way,
this
we
is
are.
Not an ad.
This is not an ad. This is...
Randall's house sitting. They had YouTube TV.
And just don't get Food Network.
You don't get the Food Network?
Hulu Live, you do.
Nah.
YouTube TV is literally cable, and then you can control the show like a YouTube can do that with Hulu and stuff. You can, you were on your, just move it back, move it forward. And, like, there's commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's, like, there's no ads for YouTube videos
and
stuff.
Cool.
So that was one thing I was looking into too, the Hulu Live, the Mepity. But like the only time I use the Xfinity is when there's sports on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm not sitting down watching the TV. I'm sitting down watching YouTube, like video game stuff and like random vlogs. And
got really into Linus Tech.
What's that?
It's like a computer fascinating. Like,
was he on?
Like, you want to build? You want to build? Your own computer?
He, like, that's exactly how I got into it, now that you say that. He was on Smarter. I, like, he's like, give him a follow. So I went and looked, checked him out, and then I just went down the rabbit hole. And, like, he talks about, like, water cooling. I didn't even know they had water cooling in computers.
Yep.
Man, it's
a lot quicker process.
It's crazy. Yeah. It'd be cool to build your own, like, build my own.
Go, like,
it's honest,
over on the west side where you can go and actually
grab
computers. Yeah, I know, me neither.
Like,
I use my laptop, and that's...
Legitly, I only pulled this
on my
end. Yep. But I'd like to get a nice setup with, like, monitors, because, like, I have that at work, and, man, that is a game changer.
So nice.
Yeah.
That is...
Other monitors, and you're...
Just, I tried to do, like...
clicking.
Yeah.
I want this open.
Yeah. But... Yeah. Oh, that went off on a...
long tangent.
Yeah. What are we at, dude?
We're only at 30 minutes.
No way.
I'm not even
joking. We really didn't talk about the Gophers or the Vikings a whole lot.
No, we didn't.
I mean, yeah, we're
I can't,
a few
okay,
days.
But 30 minutes, like, legitly, it's 31:34 right now.
Half of that was us talking about TV subscriptions and Netflix.
I have one thing about, so it snowed today.
Oh,
right?
God, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you guys already know where I'm going. People
driving.
Just awful.
So bad.
People, they're going 15 miles below the speed limit when the car, when the street has already been plowed, and it's completely fine. There's no snow. It's to the side. You're not going in that snow. The snow's gone. You're on the street. Go the speed limit.
Even if it hasn't been plowed, the places or the tracks that people have been driving, those are good. Those are good to go.
It's not staying.
The lanes are no.
It's unbelievable. Like, these people have been living here for years.
We hope.
You hope. They haven't. You know what? They haven't, because they don't know how to drive. Because
it's every year.
My favorite thing is in the small neighborhoods when I go back home, and I have rear wheel drive.
Okay.
So I can start
drifting
into turns, and I give it a little gas on the turn so I can spin and then come back, and I do that.
Get comfortable.
The people who don't like doing that, they're like grandpa with like the motorcycle goggles on, and they're going 10 miles an hour. Oh my God, we're turning now. And like
the biggest issue too is that those people don't know how to correct if they start spinning.
Spin the other way. Have you watched cars turn right to go left?
But like, stuck. If you, those people, once they do that, they just tense up and they just
act like you've been there before. Even if you have a front or rear wheel drive, I have 4-wheel drive, so if it does get dicey. Like, if it was, like, 6 inches of snow today, I would have put on my 4-wheel drive and I would have been fine. But if I didn't have that, accelerate slow.
Oh, I hammer.
Accelerate slow and then stop sooner. It's not, and then while you're driving, you're fine.
Dude, I saw a dude run into a barricade. Not today. It was earlier this week, but, like... It was on 35, right downtown. The barricade was right in the middle, and it's the one with, like, the water.
Yeah.
And I just saw the front. Like, I saw it flip up. Like, I saw the hood of it, and I was like, oof. It was bad.
Yeah.
Like, that one was bad. So I've had two in the last, like, 3 weeks here. The motorcyclist laying on the ground. Did I tell you guys about that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was driving.
Hi, good to see you.
At my work, in the construction up there, you were on like the one side, the southbound on 35, but really there was two lanes of traffic on the northbound. going both ways
because
there was construction. So the part where you veer over from the exit, I see like a bunch of people out of their cars up there. So I'm like, all right, that's kind of weird. Then I saw a construction worker like waving people through. I legitly, this sounds awful, legitly had to drive around a dude's body. Like, I don't know if he was dead or not. He wasn't moving. He was a motorcyclist that was just laying there. And I had to physically turn around him. Yeah, that was, and that, yes, I swear to God I said this on the podcast.
No.
Because that was the day that that song played on the power trip. The Jersey on the Wall.
Nope.
Do you remember that song?
I remember the song.
Yeah.
The podcast that we did that day was at Kyle's. That was the Thursday night football game when the Vikings played the Redskins.
It was the Jersey on the Wall. I was listening to that song as I had to drive around this guy. Yeah. It's been a... Don't drive around me. Yeah.
Good thing you get to stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
driving
bad.
Here, I was going 10 over on 494.
Yep.
To get to 35E. Just going past the exit to get into Cottage Grove. And I'm driving. There's two cars ahead of me going about the same speed. Three cars going ahead of me about the same speed. And the third car that comes into the story merges in between the two. And then it's the police flashers go off. It was a undercover car.
Oof. I'm pretty sure I saw that car. I'm pretty sure I did.
I think, yeah, you probably drove. He was behind me for, like, half the drive.
Yeah.
And I could tell they were Chevy lights. I was like, this is either Matty P or a stalker.
It was a stalker. I was the couple cars behind him.
But I was like, that could have easily been me. These people are going, like, 70. Because everyone else on the other side is going 55, 50 miles an hour. The roads have already been plowed. There wasn't even that much snow.
I don't even know if they plowed it. I think it just melted.
Yeah, it could have.
I did see some on the road today.
Well, there was on the sides.
They were only doing the sides.
Really?
I only saw them on like the...
Okay.
On the...
But yeah, that was my little scare today. That could have easily been me. But like the thing that threw me off was they pulled over they went around the guy in the middle, they pulled over the guy in the front, and the guy behind them pulled over too. So I'm assuming that they were together.
Yep, there were two flashers, two cars.
Two cars?
That,
yeah.
But the one wasn't flashing. There was
later it was then.
Okay, because there was two cars.
Are you sure?
I don't know, I'm colorblind.
There was two cars that like were in between the cop car.
That's really it. I wasn't going there, but that was funny.
Well, where else were you going with that one?
I don't know. I just was asking.
I don't know where I was going.
Yeah.
It's my cop out.
But, like, that could have easily...
Cops.
That could have easily been me, and then that would have ruined my day. Because I probably would have gotten a ticket.
Yeah.
I would have went to the... You know, like, you know what? Everyone else is going 50. I'm going to go 70 and a 60. Because it's kind of outrageous that no one knows how to drive in the snow.
It is bad. Last Tuesday, I think it was snowing pretty bad in the morning in Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
And I left my house at about 6:20, 6:25, and was still on 61 before the 494 exit.
Yep.
At 6:45. It was backed up all the way to the Newport exit.
I don't get why people just, like, shut down. They just, like, their brains just turn off on
so
learning
bad.
How to drive.
So bad. Then I just veered off and went 494, 694 around.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not dealing with this.
Yep. It's
unbelievable.
And then once you got above 94, north of 94, it zero snow. That day.
What was this? Tuesday?
Last Tuesday.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, there was traffic all over.
Yep.
There's a bunch of accidents on 35s.
Listening to K-Fan that morning, they went to commercial and then they did the traffic update, and it's like, accident here, three accidents here, two accidents
here. There was an accident on radio today.
Really?
Because of the snow. Yeah, I drove past it when I went to the gym this morning.
I don't get why you had to flick them off, though.
Me?
Yeah.
We're out of good drive!
The cop. Are you right there?
The cop to me, I know! I don't want to be out here either.
I was so lost for a second.
Well, it's not that hard. Just do it.
I think I chipped a tooth. That friggin' hurt. Came in a little hot with the burn.
You're just so excited to drink it.
Yeah, I agree, Kyle. People need to calm down.
Stay home.
And learn how to...
Don't go out.
There you go.
If you're afraid to drive,
there you go.
Just don't go.
Call in sick to work.
Yeah. I saw a tweet about that. There was a guy who retired. He had 250 PTO days. And they were only going to give him about 30% of those paid time off days of, like, pay. And then the rest are going to just get, like...
Disappear.
So it's like, moral of the story, take your paid time off.
How do you have 250
It was probably a days? Probably a older guy who just comes into work and doesn't really care about the PTO and just takes it when he needs it, not when he wants it.
Yeah.
So then...
Can you imagine taking off 200 and some days, huh?
the year he retires.
Wouldn't that be 250? I guess days, yeah. I was thinking hours, but...
I think it was days.
Days,
the
yeah.
tweet that I saw. That would be...
For a lot of
two-thirds of the year. He's like,
seriously.
Yeah, this is my last year, but I'm only going to be here for 100.
I'm going to be here for the first third of it, and then I'm retiring. I'll be back my last day.
Not counting vacation or like the holidays, you've got me for about 98 days.
Yeah.
So, make the most of it.
Yeah.
That'd be a great last year, but then you're retired after,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It's even better after that.
Yeah.
But then think of like getting paid for 200 and some days of just doing nothing. That's like Mark Parrish.
Seriously. It's paid by the wild dude.
Or that dude from the, who was that, the Orioles? Who gets
paid
every year.
Mets.
The Mets.
The Mets.
I don't know his name.
Barry. Is it Barry?
Jerry.
Derry.
Oh,
Carrie.
Shoot.
You look it up.
A million. 1.7.
He gets
1.17 or something.
Every... Till 2023,
yeah,
and it's been going on since 2001 or 1998. 17
years of it or something.
Yeah, and it's always like the day. What's his name?
Bonilla.
Brett Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby
Bonilla.
It's through 2035. That's not true.
I thought
it was
Hold
from
on.
Like 2020
this
something.
This is ESPN. Hold on. It's July 1st. We shouldn't be thinking of the 4th of July because it's all about Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby!
This July 1st, but every July 1st through 2035, the New York Mets will pay him $1.19 million.
Goddamn. How do I get that?
That's outrageous.
Seriously.
Yeah. That's nice.
Just $1 million a year salary, and you don't do anything?
No.
Not a single thing.
He doesn't have to. He might have a...
He just mows some yards on tackle.
Yeah.
Picks up some.
So here's how this works. The Mets owed this guy five... So they negotiated an 8% annual interest on that year until 2035. It's a total of... $29.8 million. First payment.
Are
happened.
You serious?
First payment came July 1st, 2035.
My God.
So just play the interest.
Seriously.
That's a high interest.
What the heck? Did he... How did... But how did the Mets were like, yeah, we'll pay you $30 million.
What if they didn't have it then? Take out a loan. Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
It is.
To just...
How did we get on this topic?
I don't know. We're on a bunch.
PTO worked into getting paid after you're done.
Yeah.
Which then got... What a conversation.
Yeah. Wow. I'm already out on all my notes.
Me too. I was out of notes within the first 2
seconds. I brought Disney Plus. That's about it.
I'm getting that tonight.
I was listening to Christmas music on my drive over.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
What's your... Oh, good one. What's your top... Oh, speaking of that...
It's everyone's is Mariah Carey's.
No, it's not.
It's the GOAT. No, it's not. What is yours then? What? Jingle Bells?
Are you out of your mind? Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Bruce Springsteen, baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a banger.
But when you think of Christmas...
Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's like the...
Keep going.
Okay.
No.
Did you guys... Sorry, you keep going.
Jeez, no, I did nothing. But
did you guys watch the Little Mermaid live?
Yeah, it was awful.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think of Shaggy as Sebastian?
That was great. Shaggy was...
Dude, I was watching it with my parents, and every time he came out and started singing, this is all I could think of. This is it.
Mr. Bomb.
All I could think of when he started singing.
Under the sea. Surprise pilot.
Under the sea.
His voice and the Sebastian voice worked out.
Thing?
No, but
they
no.
posted it today. No, we'll watch it after it? The podcast. Go through all of the Disney songs. I don't know how much we can play.
Bruce.
We'll watch it.
Go listen to it on your own time.
I got it.
This is a great song too.
Coming. He's checking it twice. Gonna find out no. who's naughty and nice. Yeah, that's a song.
Love that song too. Since I started listening to Chris Hockey's speech on KFan, I have dedicated November 1st to starting.
Weird, actually, because I love the feeling of Christmas, but I hate when you
go celebrate Christmas down in Florida. Then I don't know,
but I love snow.
It would feel so
right?
so different,
right?
Celebrating
I thought
Christmas
about this
in Florida.
So much.
That's all. Like his name Nate Shot. He owns 100 Thieves. Cool. It's a clothing company / they do esports / all from Chicago. And he moved to L.A. like a few years ago, and he's like, Christmas is... He still celebrates it, like...
Yeah.
Which I can completely understand. If it's like 75 out and it's December 25th, it's going to feel very weird.
Yeah. A few times. Right around Christmas, a few times. And Disney's a little different because they celebrate it hardcore. Like, everywhere you go, it's like, Christmas weird. I love snow... But I just hate, like, the freezing. You walk outside, it's
yeah.
like, you can't even breathe. But I love, like, the sucks.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh!
That's another good
one. Baby, it's cold outside.
That's funny. Exactly.
An unbelievable
That's like
amount.
The Bobby thing. You just make money once a month.
I wonder how much she makes in, like, are you looking it up?
What?
How much Mariah Carey makes in December.
How many does Mariah Carey make every Christmas?
I'm guessing that's a top
$10.
My God.
According to The Economist.
That's total.
That's in the U.S. in war.
So that's been...
Yeah, it's 15
years?
What?
15 years?
1994. We were born in... Sorry. I was born in 95. You were born in 95. It was 25 years.
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
I didn't say it.
25 divided by how much?
60. It'd be 60 divided by 25. Yeah. But
it's about... It's a little over 2.
Yeah.
2.2,
2.3.
It's a lot of zeros.
No.
No.
2.4 mil.
Beat ya.
Woo!
Computer froze. Yeah. Holy crap. 2.4 mil a year just off of this song.
I wonder if it makes more now.
With inflation, yeah, it would make more. I mean, compared to back in 1994, inflation, your song's gonna make more.
Yeah. She was a lot more famous back then, though.
You make me drink.
I make myself drink.
That's okay.
It is. Christmas music. Just fantastic.
I think we're really, really pulling.
We are struggling.
Yeah.
We might as well just
we
end
got
it.
We have no time. We're at 51 now.
Oh, perfect. All right. You got your date?
What date?
But.
Yeah. I don't know if
I'm
we should
done
do
with
this
you.
One.
I'm done with you.
All right.
I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
And I'm Brent Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy first, a National Mothers and Dads Day. Shout out to Kim
Mom
and Bob.
They
Chad and
have
Christy,
their
Chad
own
and Christy.
Days.
Yeah.
And then also, it's National Start a Rumor Day.
Ooh.
So I feel like we should start a rumor on here. I have one. I don't know how much to do it.
Is it about our golden bear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I haven't heard this yet. Wait, what did you hear about our golden bear?
I don't know how much.
Might as well.
No, I can't.
Hey guys, this is Kyle from the North Star Cast. Just letting you know, we're doing some pretty nice deals on our apparel as the Vikings football season's coming around. We are doing, if you buy a shirt at full price, you will be able to buy a hat as well for 50% off. And as well, we'll be doing hats 20% off if you purchase them alone.
But wait, there's more!
If the Vikings win during that week, we will do a certain percentage off of the hats. So please stay tuned to our Facebook, Instagram, and all of our social media for those sorts of updates.
Bye, bye, bye! Sell, sell, sell!